Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. I've done this before, folks, honest. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for being with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a small business
advocate. Huh?
After all these years, I still can't tell time. Let's see, Mickey's Big Hand is, welcome back, folks. It's good to have you here. If I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life. Wally Bach knows all about that. He's been laughing at me for over 17 years. He's the author of Net Income, and it's still out of production, out of print, but we need to get it back. And he's one of the guys that we turn to these days. We want to talk about publishing a book. He's our old friend, Wally Bach. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be back, even if you can't tell time yet.
Have you, I tell my audience all the time, if you don't laugh at yourself, you're going to miss the best laughs of your life. And the other thing, when you have children, you find out if you don't laugh with them, you'll just be sitting there while they laugh at you.
Oh, yeah. I think God put children on earth to keep us all humble.
No question about it. So, Wally, you know that I have been concerned about the future of nonfiction. I'm concerned about the future of books, period. And when I say books, when Jim Blasingame says books, I mean the thing you hold in your hand that's bound. And I only say that because I'm not trying to demonstrate my fossilhood, but when I say books, I'm talking about a physical thing, and I'm concerned about that, for one thing. But I'm more particularly, and you know, I've said this to you for a long time, I'm more particularly concerned about nonfiction, and even more specifically, business books. And so you've been doing some little bit of research and noodling around on this, haven't you?
I have. I mean, the big thing for me is that I look at what my clients want to do and what they're thinking about. And one of the things that I am sure of is that at least in the immediate future, that thing you hold in your hand is still going to be there. Because, mm-hmm. It may not be the dominant consumption mode. It might go to some form of, electronic book, like a Kindle or something. But there's too many people, and it's a different experience. You take notes differently. You highlight differently. So for most of the really good books I have both. I can take...
The books I love have red, yellow marks. They've got post-it notes sticking out of them. They're dog-eared, etc.
Yep. I've got a book here by Kuzis and Posner, The Leadership Challenge, from back in the early 80s, I believe mm-hmm. it is. And it's probably got more post-it notes or note tabs sticking out of the side, mm-hmm. underlines and highlights and the rest. And it's, you do that. When you sit down and you do that, you do it differently on a physical page than you do it on an electronic page.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
Again, for the foreseeable future, I don't see a way that we get away from that.
But here's the thing: this is you and me, though, and you and I are we've been around the block a couple of times. Let's talk about what's being missed when you don't read. There are two issues here. One is what are books going to look like? But the other thing is that my big concern is that people aren't reading nonfiction. Now I'm a little different. I'm different from a lot of folks on many levels, Wally. But one of the different things is I do not read fiction. I don't read novels. I want to learn what people are thinking, what they're saying. And I want to learn about ideas, and so I read almost all nonfiction, and so the thing that bothers me is that the more we spend time on the internet, which I make my living there, I'm not minimizing that. The more we spend time on the internet looking for things, and it's handy as it can be. I worry that we're spending too much time with content. And not enough time with context. And when you read a book, when you get an idea out of a book, that's where you get context there. What do you think?
Well, I think that's true. But I also think that it's a both and, not an either or, when you do it right. What I see the book is, my term for this is the coherence center.
Mm-hmm.
It's the thing that someone has thought through a lot and hopefully put together in a compelling and readable and understandable and inspiring way. And there's no single thing other than a book that does that function.
Yep.
Now, when I'm starting to work on a book with a woman who's a consultant on global issues now, and one of the things that we're talking about is, you know, what's the core stuff? So we don't want to rewrite the book later on, but the book needs to have a reference to things. It needs to be thought through. It mm-hmm. needs to be complete and coherent.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can supplement that with stuff that's on the web. We can supplement that with, you know, with things as they come up.
But see, what you just described is...
The book has got to be there in the middle.
And the first thing you just said, that's the content. I mean, that's the context.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the context.
I think that's a good distinction.
Yeah. No, I think you're exactly right. Now, here's the thing. You and I agree with it about this. Other people may be listening, and they may agree with what we're saying. But that doesn't mean that they care, right? And we're not going to change whether people care about it or not, I don't think. But I do think it's worth talking about, it's worth pointing out to people, that if you don't read any books, you only spend time on the internet. And I look, we're all guilty of this to some degree, every one of us. The to go and get a quick idea, something like that, off the internet. If the less we spend time in books, the less context we have. And I'll tell you, in my life would not be nearly as rich today if I hadn't read things in the books 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah, it's interesting. You may know this because we've talked so much about it, but I'm looking at my bookshelf now, which is sorted by decade.
Right.
So I go back. I got some stuff up there from the 60s and beyond.
Yep.
Now,
me too.
That could be archival, but the fact is that I go back to it. And that's part of your context thing.
That's exactly right. That's what I have. That's the library that I value the most. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, I want to talk about another kind of nonfiction, the news, with our good friend Wally Bach after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.